9 Tips for Communicating Successfully with a Global Audience. In our jobs, we may have occasions to communicate with people in other countries or from other cultures. Whether we are buying, selling, consulting, or simply trying to obtain information, we will need to get across ideas to an audience we are not used to dealing with. Just as we need to understand the characteristics of our audience when we communicate with others from our own country, we need to understand something about the culture, business customs, and communication styles of foreign audiences. Here, then, are some tips to assist you in your intercultural communication. 1. Be clear and simple. Whether communicating orally or in writing, avoid long, complex sentences, highly technical language, jargon, and colloquialisms. Don't be condescending, but do use simpler words when they are available. 2. Don't assume that someone you hear speaking English will understand you. If you talk too fast, slur your words, or have an accent, even a foreigner who seems to speak perfect English will have a hard time following you. An added problem is that many English-speaking foreigners are too polite to let you know they haven't understood. 3. Learn the business customs and terminology of those you will be communicating with. For example, we use the metric system of measurement. The U.S. uses a different system of measurement, and many countries use the day-month-year system for dating, as opposed to the U.S. system of month-day-year. A meeting arranged in one of these countries on 7/5/89 is scheduled for May, not July. 4. Use written messages whenever possible. You read English more easily than you understand spoken English. If you communicate by phone, follow up with a confirmation in writing to guard against miscommunication. 5. Don't be in a hurry to get to the point. Europeans, Africans, and Arabs in particular are put off by the straight-to-the-point style of North American business communication. They prefer a more roundabout approach. 6. Don't ask questions that require a yes or no answer. Whereas North Americans tend to say yes when they mean yes and no when they mean no, that's simply not the case in most other cultures. In Asian countries, for example, it is considered impolite to say no. So Asians may answer affirmatively if only to mean, yes, I heard you. Europeans, on the other hand, may initially react negatively to any question, but they actually mean maybe or it depends. In many countries, the answer you get is what the person thinks you want to hear. 7. Learn about the country's body language. Gestures have various meanings in different places. In Yugoslavia, turning the head from side to side means yes. In Japan, looking someone in the eye is considered judgmental or hostile. And in Ghana, thumbs up is a rude gesture. To avoid giving offense, keep your hands quiet. 8. Control your style of expression. The North American style of expressing emotions is considered impulsive and wild by Asians, but restrained and cold by Latin Americans. You need to be aware of how your habits of emotional expression will affect people in a particular culture. 9. Don't interrupt periods of silence. Many foreigners are offended by the North American penchant for jumping in to fill any gaps in a conversation. Speakers in many cultures enjoy periods of silence and use them to gather their thoughts. Be patient. Allow the person to formulate what he or she wants to say, and try not to be helpful by putting words into the other person's mouth.